But we're glad to have you. Let's take our Bibles and go to Matthew chapter 12. We're going through Matthew on Sunday nights, even though this is Sunday morning. And we're looking at, in verses 1 through 14 today, what I call Sabbath controversies. It's beginning right here that the scribes and Pharisees begin to plot to kill Jesus. It deals with his disciples, Jesus' disciples, plucking corn on the Sabbath. And also what infuriated them was Jesus healing a man with a withered hand on the Sabbath. Can you believe it or not? So let's read our text. Again, we won't be long. So Brother Steve, you just, I told Brother Steve, that when the first time I came here in 2002, they didn't have a clock up there. And after my first sermon, they put a big clock up there. So you just take whatever it is you want to take after it. Don't worry about it. Let's begin reading in chapter 12, verse 1. And at that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day to the corn, and his disciples were hungered, and began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. And when the Pharisees saw it, see, by the way, again, I remind you over and over, everywhere Jesus went, the Pharisees were in the background. And they said unto him, Behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day. But he said unto them, Have you not read that David did when he was a hungered, and those that were with him, how he entered into the house of God and did eat the showbread, which is not lawful for him to eat, neither for them that were with him, but only for the priest? Or have you not read? Of course, that's the way Jesus is saying is you don't know your Old Testament. How that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless. But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. But if you had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day. And when he was departed thence, he went into the synagogue, and behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, they're setting up Jesus again, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days? They that might accuse him. And Jesus said in verse 11, and he said unto them, What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into the pit on the Sabbath day, will not lay hold of it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Father, I pray as we open this text, you open our hearts to what we call legalism. And Lord, may none of it be found in us. And I know the church needs rules and regulations, parliamentary procedures and their bylaws to operate the church. But Lord, may we never be guilty of legalism from the scriptures. And so teach us today, and we ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, Amen. Let's look at this text. What I want to do this morning, briefly, is look at it from the aspect of the legalism of the Pharisees. Why did they act like they did when they saw Jesus heal the withered hand on the Sabbath day? When they saw the disciples of Jesus pluck grains of corn. Why did they act the way they did? Because we can better understand it if we understand what legalism is. The legalist, if you will, the Pharisees, the Sadducees were the more liberal ones. They were the liberal church today. The Pharisees were the legalistic church today. Let me give you a working definition of legalism. Working in your own power by the law or man-made rules to earn God's favor and righteousness. Let me read that again. Working in your own power by the law or man-made rules to earn God's favor and righteousness. In other words, I'm going to work my way to heaven. It's all about me. I'm going to do it. Or number two, once I claim I'm saved, I'm going to tell others how they should live and make up my own rules and regulations that they must go by. Right? That's legalism. I want you to note how these Pharisees were in error in three ways. Number one, they added to the requirements of the law. That is a sin against God, to add to the requirements of the law. Look in verse 1 and 2 again. And that time went on the Sabbath day, through the corn, and his disciples were hungered, and they began to pluck the ears of the corn and to eat. One commentator said they would probably have been okay if they hadn't taken the corn and put it in their hands and rubbed it and knocked the kernels of the corn off, because that's considered work, okay? And then the verse 2, and when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day. They always followed Jesus. They were always looking for something they can accuse him of. They always look, your disciples, your disciples, your disciples. You know, one place, he says, they said they don't wash their hands when they eat, right? Or different things like that, legalistic things here. And so we see here that they added to the requirements of the law. Let me give you some background right here. The law said one could not travel on the Sabbath day. The Pharisees added that one is permitted to travel up to 3,000 feet from their house. If farther, it was a sin. Okay? The law stated one could not carry a load on the Sabbath. By the way, what is a load? How much is a load? You know? A load would be heavier for some of you than it would be me, right? The law stated no one cannot carry a load on the Sabbath. The Pharisees said one could wear their clothes but could not carry their clothes. One could wear a jacket on the Sabbath but not carry a jacket. So we see why the Pharisees were angry at the disciples for this harmless act. They taught one could not pull off even a handful of grain to eat on the Sabbath unless they were starving. But the law said they couldn't pluck the grain to sell for profit. Okay? You see how they added to the law? I'm getting to a point here, okay, because I'm going to ask you some hard questions at the end of this message. Number two, they ignored the exceptions to the law in verses 3 through 8. Look in verse 3 through 4 again. What Jesus cites the Old Testament story about David in 1 Samuel chapter 21, 1 through 6. Verse 3, and he said unto them, have you not read what David did when he was hungered and they that were with him? How did he enter into the house of God and did eat the showbread, which it was not lawful for them to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priest. So he begins with the example, and he answers them with the example of David in the Old Testament. They have been out, they have been away, they're hungry, they're tired. And so David goes into the house of God, into the tabernacle, and he gets the showbread in the tabernacle that is only for the priest and what the showbread stood for, and he fed it to his men. And only the priests were allowed to do so. So Jesus brings him up, okay? Hold that thought there just a minute. And then in verses 5 through 8, Jesus notes how the priests were allowed to work on the Sabbath without dishonoring God. In Numbers chapter 28, 9 and 10. The priests would do the sacrifices, they would do the circumcisions that need to be done. They would work on the Sabbath day, okay? I hear it a lot, you know, being in the pastorate, as long as I have, people say, well, preacher, you don't work, have to go to work Monday, but we got to go home, you know? But I remind them always of what Paul said. Paul said, you are my work, right? Some of y'all get that in a minute, okay, all right? It may have to fly by about 3 or 4 times, but you'll get it, right? So these people here, he gives the example of David. David was allowed to do, his men were hungered, they were hungry, and they were allowed to go in the temple and eat the bread. Jesus' point was that the rules of the Pharisees added, what they added would not even stand up to the teaching of the Old Testament scriptures, right? And then number 3, we see that they missed the heart of the law in verses 10 through 14. And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered, and they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days? And they might accuse him. And he said unto them, what man shall there be among you that have one sheep, and if he fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold of it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore, it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Right out of the mouth of Jesus. It's lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. So here we see the Pharisees responding to the healing of the man with the withered hand on the Sabbath. You'd think they'd jump up in joy. Oh, great, this is the Messiah. Messiah's come. You know, we're going to receive him. No, again, they knew who he was. I told you that before, and I gave you scripture on that. They knew he was sent from God, but they killed him anyway. Okay? And so they were overcome with greed and power, just like the world is today. The number one seed in our nation today is ego, it's pride, it's power, it's money. And politicians will do whatever they want to do to gain and keep control, right? And that's, I've got it. They may shut me down this morning, I don't care. But I am not. I believe in religious liberty given to us by God. The government has no right to come into our church and tell us what to do. Amen? Amen. It's not given to us by them, it's given to us by God, Amen. Right? It's about time I say that, right? And so I don't worry about all the rules and regulations to keep us shut down, to keep us quiet, to keep us in our homes, to keep us from living a normal life just so they can control us. We need to wake up, America, right? And we're drinking the Kool-Aid. And I ain't going to drink it no more. I don't even know if I drank Kool-Aid when I was little. I don't know. John and Amy drank a lot of it. I was at a place yesterday where a guy was cooking, you know, invited some friends. And I went, and somebody came up to me with a mask on. And this guy had already had both vaccine shots. Okay? He told me, he said, "Why ain't you wearing a mask?" And I said, "Because I haven't drunk the Kool-Aid like you have." And he walked away. You know, let me ask you a question. I don't mean to be political, but I am. Why, if you've had both vaccine shots, you've got to still wear a mask and you still can't get out of your house? That's all I say. All I know is God gave the church the right to meet on Sundays, and we need to be meeting. Amen? On Sundays. And in fact, I kind of forgot my sermon this morning, right? The Pharisees believed it was unlawful to heal someone on the Sabbath unless their life was in danger. Sounds like an insurance company, don't it? We're not going to pay for it unless it's a certain type of surgery. Jewish tradition prohibited the practices of medicine on the Sabbath except in life-threatening situations. But no actual Old Testament law forbade the giving of medicine, healing, or any other acts of mercy on the Sabbath. It was always lawful to do good on the Sabbath. I know that Sunday's not the Christian Sabbath. Don't know, but I tell you that. But if you're on your way to church to be with us, and you see an old lady broken down in a car, needs her tire changed, and if you can't change it, you call somebody else. But it's okay to miss church to change the tire. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Right? Now, I know what y'all going to do. You're going to be looking around. Hey, look for somebody that has a flat tire, you know. So we won't have to get there. But Jesus, if there's one thing he hated the self-righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. And he hated the hypocrisy of the religious leaders. You know, he went after them. He made a case to go after them. Okay? Notice, if you will, in verse 14. Then the Pharisees went out. You would think they'd fall down and say, "Hail the Messiah. He's doing one of the signs of the Messiah. He's healing." You'd think they'd go out and receive him, and the kingdom would come in. Then the Pharisees went out and held counsel against him. They probably did it in the parking lot, right? Y'all get that in a minute, okay? Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. From this very point, in Gospels of Matthew, they began to plot to kill Jesus Christ. Now, here's another question I want to pose to you. Why did they begin to plot to kill Jesus? Number one, I believe they were infuriated that Jesus was not telling them he was greater than the temple. There is one here who is greater than the temple, right? What we say today, don't worship this church. Worship God, amen? This is a beautiful place God has given us to meet on the Lord's Day. But we don't worship the temple. We don't worship the building, right? And so when they said that there's one here greater than the temple, they knew what he meant. He was God. And that infuriated them. And so here's the reasoning of Jesus, I believe. If King David and his men were allowed to eat in the temple, surely it would be okay for Jesus and the disciples to eat, because Jesus was in the line of David and greater than David, and he was the Messiah King, right? So he nails them to the mat, kind of like Rand Paul did with Dr. Fauci the other day. Boy, I enjoyed watching that. He nailed him to the mat. Jesus was the Messiah King. But Steve, you may not be used to all this political stuff, but our people are used to it, right? Nailed him to the mat. And then remember when Jesus said, back in the other Gospels, he said, destroy this temple and I will raise it up on the third day. Of course, they thought he was talking about the temple building. And Jesus was talking about his body. I'm greater than the temple, right? It sheds light on that, right? And on the third day, I'm going to raise it up again. And then there's a second reason why I believe they were infuriated with Jesus, is because he was claiming to be God. When he says there's one greater than the temple here, and when he said there in verse 4, Lord of the Sabbath. I missed it, didn't I? 8. For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day. When he said he's the Lord of the Sabbath, they knew he was claiming to be God. And that infuriated them, right? And so they began to go after him. He's Lord of the Sabbath. The Lord is the Lord of the Lord's day. He's the Lord of the Sabbath for Israel, right? And remember that. We put him first, right? You don't come here on Sundays just to worship, to be worshiped. You don't come here just to worship the church. You don't come here to worship the pastor, although there's very few to doing that. But you don't come here to worship the choir. You don't come here to worship the songs we sing. You come here to worship the Lord, right? And that's why we come. Now, I want to close with some questions, and I'm going to turn it over to Brother Steve. Can you think of anything or any time, any place, anywhere where you have added your own man-made traditions to the Scripture? Right? I was in the church one time. I was pastoring the church. And I heard somebody say in a Sunday school class, well, we can't put you on a church roll until you come here 3 times. Where is that written? Do you see it anywhere? Right? We're so eager for people, we'll put them on the roll before they even get in the door, right? Do you add anything, any man-made tradition to the Scriptures? Well, preacher, it's the third Sunday of this month. We always do this on that. You know, where is it written? And before you judge, second question, have you thoroughly interpreted the Scriptures? Before you open your mouth, you may make sure you know what you're talking about. Have you thoroughly interpreted the Scriptures? Are you being legalistic? I don't think there's a person here today that believes we work for our salvation. We work because we're saved, right? We all are there, right? But there's times we put man-made regulations on people that got to walk and act and look just like us, right? If you're going to call yourself a Christian. Are you trying to work your way to heaven? I don't believe there's anybody in our church today that believes in works righteousness. You know? If you do, I need to talk to you. Are you trying to work your way to heaven? Now, this is why it's so important. This is why I systematically go through books, because you find the context. Remember last week in verse 28 of chapter 11? Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. How that's often used? Jesus has given an invitation to them who are trying to work and labor for their salvation to come on him, to him in faith, right? And you see the context now? You see it more clear when it says he's the Lord of the Sabbath? They were trying to work their way by legalism, right? So you see, we know what Jesus meant there in verse 28 by now reading further and finding out the context, okay? Are you trying to work your way to heaven? You're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. The way to become right with God is not by observing certain rules, regulations, but by repenting and believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, right? There's nothing we can do to win favor of God, you know? There was nothing in you that God desired except to save you. You brought nothing to the cross, right? I bring nothing to the cross but my sin, right? It's not by doing, but by believing. I'll preach that to the day I die. It's not by our doing, it's by believing. And if you believe, you'll do, right? And we saw that in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Okay? So this is a hard text today. Are we being like the scribes and the Pharisees? Are we being legalistic, right? You know? Is he greater than this building, right? He certainly is, isn't he? And we appreciate those that built this building back in 73, opened it up in 73. We appreciate the church and the house down the road in 67. We appreciate all that. But folks, he is the one we worship. Amen? He is the one we worship. Father, thank you for your word today. Speak to our hearts. May we not be like the scribes and the Pharisees. Lord, if there's a legalistic bone in our body, Lord, I pray you take it out. We're not going to have an invitation this morning. I'm going to turn it right back over to Steve. But Lord, help us to examine our own life. Because there are some ways we do that with the Lord's Day. We add to and burden down people on the Lord's Day with things that are not in Scripture. So help us to examine our heart this morning. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. Welcome those that are watching by Facebook. We have Brother Steve Brock from the Gideon camp. He's going to come and give us a stewardship report. So, Brother Steve, I'll see how many papers you bring so we'll know how long we're going to be here. Okay.